You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Okay, a friendly reminder. The deadline for filing your permanent fund dividend application is Wednesday, March 31st, and it falls 1 second before midnight, April 1st. And some of you, while you're at it, might want to think about signing up for Click, Pick, Give. This is where you can donate a portion of your dividend to your favorite charity or nonprofit. And joining us to talk about that, we have Jessie Lavoie. She is with the Alaska Community Foundation. Thanks for joining us, Jessie. How are things going? Are you finding that people are staying on board with this program despite COVID and all the other things that are going on?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. We're actually having a fantastic year with the program so far. So last year, the number raised, despite the pandemic and everything going on, was $2,932,000. That's actually 2019. And then last year was $2,934,000. So it raised even more during the pandemic. And right now, currently, we're trending ahead of last year's numbers. So Alaskans are really stepping up and using this program to support causes they care about.
Well, I noticed, though, that a few years ago, the numbers of people donating sort of dipped, and it might have something to do with a smaller dividend. How do you track those kind of things to kind of relatively adjust how you're doing?
So luckily we have a fantastic relationship with the PFD division. So they give us daily updates of the donations we get. And I think you're right there, Rhonda, with those previous years. I want to say it was 2016, 2017, and 2018. We did see a dip from that high of over 3 million in 2015. And a lot of that is probably driven by the PFD size amount. It's harder to say that, though, as we kind of continue into their more recent years, just because, you know, last year the PFD was, I believe, just over $900 or just shy of $1,000. And then before that, it was, you know, it was cut down a little bit. And before that, it was cut down. So we haven't had a full PFD in some years, but the numbers continue to trend upwards. So I think initially, yes, that shock of a less PFD definitely impacted people's giving. But those that are using the program definitely still saw value in it and saw that those nonprofits that are using this as a fundraising tool desperately need those funds to be able to continue the services that they are. So despite the fund amount or the PFD fund amount, it continues to go back up. And so we're delighted.
So what about the impact of COVID? Now, what are you seeing? Any different groups people are donating to? Are they donating more in some cases?
It would seem that overall they were donating more. So like I said, last year, the PFD was just shy of $1,000, and we saw one of our best years yet. And I think honestly, it's just that, you know, Alaskans were, especially last year and even moving into this year, we're feeling a little helpless. We're trying to figure out, what do we do? How do we help our community? We see all the suffering with the pandemic, and it just really highlights a lot of inequities and problems in our community. And a lot of Alaskans saw this as a way to help, even if it's just $25. $25 goes a long way. The different segments or different sectors of the community that we're seeing a lot of support in are health and social services. So there's a lot of organizations out there that do supplement, you know, medical services you may receive, social services, safety net services when you lose a job. So those did see a little bit of a boost, but they've always been popular in the past as well.
I think a lot of people probably don't realize that social service agencies, nonprofits, charities don't have access to the typical fundraising that they can do, those in-person events, those auctions, mm-hmm. or those wonderful dinners that bring people together. They have had to come up with alternatives, and they haven't really filled the bill, I would imagine. What are you hearing?
That I would agree. Absolutely. A lot of them that relied on those in-person, you know, auctions or big events had to either move virtual or simply just forego the event last year in hopes that their donors were still going to support them. And I think there was definitely a lot of support, but many nonprofits suffered because of that, you know, the camaraderie of joining or of, you know, gathering with all the donors and seeing the good that you do really, really negatively impacted that. However, those donors still supported those nonprofits as best as they could. And those nonprofits got real creative with how they were connecting with their donors, whether it was a virtual gala or whether it was, we saw a lot of organizations that were real creative with Facebook and Facebook Live, sharing the successes and what donors are still able to do despite this pandemic. And so it's been really encouraging, but there's absolutely no doubt that the nonprofit sector and our communities have suffered because of this pandemic, simply just, preventing us from gathering.
Now, one thing I noticed is there's a promotion running often on cable TV with Special Olympics, that if you donate mm-hmm. to Special Olympics, if you click, pick, and give there, that GCI will match that or double that. There's some kind of an offer mm-hmm. being made. Are you seeing more of those kind of things where other organizations, businesses are stepping in?
Overall, yes, not with the Pick, Click, Give program per se. So Special Olympics has a very special bond with GCI. They have a couple of board members, I believe, from GCI, and GCI absolutely loves that mission. And so they were able to have that partnership. But there's other businesses that have done similar things for other nonprofits. And so it seems like our business community, those that are fortunate enough to be able to withstand this pandemic, are doing what they can to partner and leverage those donor dollars the best they can to help the community.
Well, that's really exciting when you see something like that happen to encourage people to donate. I think people in Juneau are curious. What do they owe to the Click, Pick, Give program? How are nonprofits here helped?
So Juneau and Southeast actually continuously does spectacularly well with Pick, Click, Give program. And I think it's just that those tight-knit communities, Juneau included, that really lean into any tool that they can to engage the community. So, I mean, you have a spattering of nonprofits down there. There's Reach, Loving, Juno, Cancer Connection, Southeast Alaska Food Bank, Discovery Southeast, as well as United Way of Southeast, that all are able to use these funds that locals are giving for either unrestricted funding, for programmatic funding. Undoubtedly, we saw an increase in hunger and joblessness, you name it, that was negatively impacting all of our communities. And Southeast in particular really kind of, they leaned into that challenge. And so donors, not only it seems like in those smaller communities see the impact of their donations at some point, it seems like in Juneau in particular that they're probably seeing it with their own eyes almost the next day. Just because you see a problem, all of a sudden you're probably seeing United Way with a food program, and then you're seeing your neighbor with food on their table. So it's very instantaneous, it feels like, or at least that's what we're hearing.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Jesse Lavoie with the Alaska Community Foundation, for spending some time with us and giving us the lowdown on Pick, Click, and Give. And then one other thing I just wanted to ask you about is what is your deadline? How long can you go online and donate?
So the PFD application does close on March 31st, but Alaskans are still able to go into their My Alaska account, access their PFD application, and change their donation if they would like to until August 31st. So we have all summer.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and good luck. We hope that we hear soon about some good results. Thanks.
Thank you.